Hey guys, it's Drew from Court of Nerds here telling you that Tom and Chi in Granville is back. They've got impressive meal deals, so here's what you can look forward to when you stop by to get cheesy. Start your week off with a $29.95 Monday meal deal that feeds a family of four. No one wants to cook to start the week, so go get cheesy instead. Plus, kids 12 and under eat free from 4 to 8 every Tuesday, or enjoy a half-off grilled cheese donut every Wednesday from 4 to 8. And if you download the free Tom and Chi app like I did, you can hop in every Thursday and get $3 classic grilled cheese sandwiches. Plus, if you're like Stacy and you need it gluten-free, they can take care of you. Tom and Chi is proud to support Chi, a locally made vegan cheese that tastes so good, cows are starting to get jealous. Find Tom and Chi on 44th Street in Granville near Cabela's.
I think I'm going to start this one like we do with That's So Braven, where we just start talking. I mean, why not, right?
Right.
No, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another scintillating episode of Court of Nerds, the only podcast that cares where Ronda Rousey got that sweet jacket from at the Royal Rumble. I'm Drew.
I'm John.
And I'm Biff.
And who the hell is this on the phone? Why is there someone on the phone?
This is Scant Boy. Jackstrap salesman.
Like, we grabbed Grant, who is up in the wilds of northern Michigan. He somehow found a tree that has cell phone reception and tapped into it. Grant, man, it's good to talk to you, buddy. I miss your whiny nasal tones.
I miss you guys, too. I might see you, like, next November or something.
Right.
I'm going to see you randomly this summer in a tank top at Tardy's. That's what's going to happen.
I thought he was going to say a date earlier.
Wearing tank tops.
Yeah. Well, either way, listen, there's some stuff we've got to get to before your kids come and ruin everything as per usual.
That's about 6 years too late.
Yeah, I know. It was really funny, actually. We were joking about how you were coming on tonight, and I was like, we got to hurry. We got to get Grant on. He's crunched for time. And John goes, what? Are they pregnant again?
No.
He says no.
No. Adamant no's.
I tell you what I tell my mom. Shut the hell up.
Sorry, Mom.
Oh, Mama Stoy.
She doesn't listen.
No. She does not listen. She's a Stoy. They don't listen. It's a family problem. Grant, we have you on the phone today because I want to start with the XFL. Because it was announced since the last time I think we've done a podcast. Did we talk about the XFL last time?
No.
No? All right, cool. So Vince McMahon, principal owner of the WWE, sold off a large number of his shares in his own company to launch a new company called Alpha Entertainment. And the first thing Alpha Entertainment is going to do, well, it's not sign the Alpha Chris Jericho. Oh, no. It's launch the XFL by 2020.
Again.
Relaunch. Except with real football this time. And he took a shot at Roger Goodell in the NFL saying, we'll know what a catch is. What did the NFL do? Grant, you'll love this. The NFL today came out one of their top priorities this offseason, determining what a catch is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you think the XFL isn't going to get a reaction from the NFL, you're already wrong.
Right.
But, Grant, you had a particular set of issues with the XFL coming back?
Well, the thing is, I don't know whether to be excited or terrified because, well, first off, I want to address Vince McMahon's company. He chose that name because Giant Bulge was already trademarked.
Right. Huge Dick Entertainment was gone.
Yeah.
Trump already owns it.
And the thing that I'm curious about is, if you look back in the XFL, like, yeah, huge, huge shit show in retrospect, but they introduced so many facets that the NFL kind of ganked in terms of how they present a game. Because the XFL, if you remember, pioneered that overfield camera stuff,
yep,
which the NFL just will not stop doing. And I'm curious now that since Vince McMahon is clearly, like, has his sights on Goodell and the rest of the NFL, what are they going to do that the NFL isn't doing right now? And how will the general public react to that? Like the catch thing, for example. I have a feeling that they're just going to be like, oh, catch is a catch.
It's a catch.
Like, and I bet they're going to hold a press conference where they review, like, Calvin Johnson and all these other guys. And like, catch.
Right, Dez Bryant and all those other ones that were called catch. The first thing they're doing, Grant, Biff and John are, like, having to huddle so close. Find enough headphones to do the podcast tonight. It's kind of intimate, and I'm loving it.
We're touching each other in weird places.
It's so, like their upper chesticles. awkward.
Sorry.
But one of the big things that Vince has said is the games will come in at 2 hours or less.
With no halftime.
No halftime.
Hmm.
Well, I kind of like that because, what was it? Oh, gosh. I was on Deadspin somewhere where someone basically said, yeah, it's not like these guys are getting their strength back with 20 minutes to spare in the middle of a game. It's kind of absurd to think it's going to make that much of a difference, like for the NFL. So I think Vince is onto something with that.
Right, and then if you sell larger sponsorship packages, you don't have to have as many commercials.
True.
Yup.
Yeah, that cooldown period's probably not the greatest for the body anyway. You're already up and down a whole lot with lots of time in between of plays anyway. So, yeah, let's just go sit down for 20 minutes or
let our
half
muscles
an hour,
seize up, yeah.
Depending on what, you know, game it is. And it's like, maybe he probably right. He probably is on
right.
something.
I mean, you know, honestly, like the NFL, there. I know a lot of them, like even in high school sports, they'll do warm-ups and stuff and calisthenics at halftime just to stay warmed up because otherwise, yeah, you'll just start seizing up and it's stupid.
And plus, he's going to be taking, like, injury concerns to the – he has public opinion on his side with this. Because everyone looks at the NFL and they're like, oh, they don't care about anything. But with the XFL, Vince is saying he's going to take injuries and treatment and stuff very seriously, which, I don't know, that has to be something he plans on exploiting. Like, oh, look at our concussion protocol. These guys are da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
Right. Look at our next-level helmets. Look at our next-level pads. Yeah. Because he's only outfitting 40 guys to a team instead of 52.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So he's got a ton of money from Bulge Entertainment that he's going to rifle into making things that are better than what the NFL has to offer. This is all assuming, naturally, that in 2 years this is actually going to happen, which I don't know.
I'm fairly certain it is, man. I feel pretty good about it, especially considering that within that same time frame, his main company, WWE, will be renegotiating its broadcast deal with USA.
Mm.
There's been rumors that Fox is not only interested in purchasing the broadcast rights, but in purchasing a large share of the product. And Fox would be able to put it on Fox Sports 1, on Fox proper. The only problem there is you're risking enraging the NFL, which USA is currently outside the realm of. Oh, except for their wildly unpopular show where an Irishman who isn't really Irish picks his new American football team. It's terrible. Don't watch it.
Okay, don't even tell us.
Don't. It's just awful. It doesn't matter. That's a real thing. It's a real show on the USA Network. I believe it was after the whole I'm Antonio Cromartie. Which NFL cornerback?
Like the Cromarties.
The Cromarties, yeah, where Antonio Cromartie's like, I got a bunch of kids!
Oh, yeah.
I think it came on after the WWE.
Yeah, they both did, and they both did poorly. Because after 3 hours of wrestling, really, I want to watch Antonio Cromartie try and change a diaper.
Right.
No, I don't. It's a fact.
I just want to watch some more Royal Pain.
Right.
Can we bring back Burn Notice? I don't know. Anything to put Bruce Campbell on more TV. But, so Grant, that's the first issue you had. And really, I just love that we're doing basically Grant's issues here as the opener for tonight's podcast. But Grant, you also have had a longstanding feud with Teen Titans Go.
Oh, God.
The beloved popular Cartoon Network show. Again, one of the top rated shows on television for kids. And now it's getting its own movie, Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Oh, my God.
So, Biff, do you also hate on Teen Titans Go?
No, I think it's great, but that title's horrible.
Oh, it's awful. I think it's intentionally awful.
Jesus.
And the first teaser trailer for it is also intentionally awful. With most of the team dressing up as Wonder Woman.
Of course. Yeah,
because that's what the people want.
Good. Yeah.
Grant, it's not what you want, though, is it?
No, I'm a stickler for, like, the first couple seasons when they had, like, a linear story that went places and there was development. And it still had, like, the anime flair. But, and I don't totally hate this show because that one episode where a cyborg meets his jam, that's one of my favorite episodes of television.
Yep. The Night Begins to Shine, you mean?
Oh, my gosh.
When I look at you. Oh, Grant, the Night Begins to Shine.
Yeah, it has merit. I don't want, like, the fact that it's not my thing to mean, I hate it. But I'm curious to see how they're going to use their gimmick of just, like, they have really tight 11-minute episodes that cover a lot of ground for just a standalone episode. I don't know how they're going to fill an hour and a half unless they start using linear storytelling, which they seem very averse to.
Well, they've done the two-part episode thing, but I think like at least 5 minutes of that was just Robin telling the camera how it was a two-part special episode.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's a special. And like, the entire first half was them just setting up the second half.
Right.
So, again, that I agree with you. The storytelling part's going to be a little weird. John, you actually commented to me that one of the tricks that they do on Teen Titans Go is having someone's entire face fill the screen. And you said, yeah. John, you said to Isaac and I that it was going to be unsettling to see that on the big screen.
Probably.
It was actually a preview when Isaac and I went to go see Justice League the other weekend at Celebration Cinema. And it is unsettling. You were entirely right.
So they actually did that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It fills up the whole screen.
Yeah.
Where you just see like Robin's eyes, nose, and mouth.
Yep.
And then it's just face.
Great segue.
It's very aggressive. It's very, very aggressive. Here's my thing I wanted to talk to you about, though, Grant, is I tweeted about this movie, right? Innocently, like retweeted the trailer. One person replied and said, not my Teen Titans. I prefer the old. Dude, it is the single most replied to tweet, and I have had Twitter since its inception. The single most replied to, retweeted, liked, responded to, anything tweet that I've ever had.
Really?
Hundreds. Really? Hundreds of people either commenting like, I love Teen Titans Go. Why do all these old people hate it? Or, yeah, the old one was better. This one sucks. And all I kept trying to say was, I'm 32 years old. I'm right in the middle of both.
Right.
My son loves the current one. I really did love the old one. Why can't I like both?
Because Sith only deal in absolute, Joseph.
It's true. Dark side is.
Dark side is Twitter.
I mean, this dude, it was nuts. It was sincerely one of the single most insane things I've ever experienced because the comic community says you have to choose. Why do I have to choose?
Because.
Right? They're not even making me choose Marvel or DC.
Right.
It's not even PC or system.
Right.
It's the same thing, but different versions.
Reiterations.
And I'm not allowed to like both.
Nope.
Did you guys just hear that, like, echoing across the country?
Yeah, what was that?
Greg just said PC Master Race.
I heard it. I heard Greg. And then, wait for it. Oh, yep, pterodactyl scream. There's Emily.
Oh, my God. He just texted me.
Did he really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God, I was going to say. Oh, my God, did he really?
That would have been amazing.
Did he send some fucking PC Master Race meme, or did Slench send another depressing Mario Brothers meme?
Oh, God, I know.
What's going on?
Listen, do you guys, I'm sorry, Grant, I want you in on this because you've known Sledge longer than the rest of us. Is he okay out there in the woods of Connecticut? Because I think everybody has that friend who, like, just sends nothing but bummer memes to a group chat. And that has been Sledge for, like, the past week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but, like, bummer or really disturbing. If you guys have seen the disturbing memes on our Facebook page, please blame Sledge. It's Sledge.
Don't get mad at us.
Yeah.
It's Sledge. He's sad.
I kind of like those bizarre Mario memes. They've been kind of funny.
Yeah, oh my God. I'm digging them for sure.
You dark motherfuckers.
I mean, I'm kind of depressed, too, so it works out.
John's got a little seasonal going on.
Oh, yeah, yep.
He's been watching a lot of Total Divas on the couch.
On the office. Yeah, I have seasonal.
It's for work, it's damn it.
Wait, no, hold on. Yes, it's for work. When are your reviews coming out, John?
I don't got to review that.
I love you. I love you so much. Grant, thank you for taking time away from your family to be dumb with us.
Oh, it's no problem. Also, let's support Valiant. They're going through some rough times.
Rough stuff at Valiant. If you guys haven't familiarized yourself with that story, please do. Hey, real quick, before we go, I want to shout out your daughter's birthday party. Can we talk about how cool that is?
Yes, it was. She wanted a science-based birthday party, which, you know, sent us to the store to buy science stuff to do experiments and sent me to the hospital to check the paternity records.
Yeah.
But it turned out pretty well, except I've still got glitter everywhere.
Yeah.
I mostly wanted to praise your 6-year-old daughter for having a science party.
Yeah.
Right? Not hear you bitch thinking about doing it.
It's kind of unique to find that your child is smarter than you when she turns 6. But.
Why didn't she just want to be Darth Vader princess like all the other little girls?
Wasn't she Princess Captain America for like the longest time too?
Oh yeah, that was her Halloween special.
Nice.
God. Rory is forever my favorite Stoy, with apologies to Lydia.
don't worry, Lydia won't listen. We're okay.
Yeah, no, I know. Unless I do this Clemson. Now she's listening. Anyways, Grant, thank you. Go hug your family and tell them we love everyone in your family besides you.
You're at the best.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scant Boy right there. You guys can stop like huddling around.
Hooray.
We don't need the headphones technically anymore. So
no. I'm just trying to figure this out because I went back into your tweets here. And it says like 7,000, but is that the OG? That must be the OG one that got liked.
That's
7,
probably the original.
Times.
Yeah, it might be the original. I don't know, post. Dude. The amount of response on it was like mind-blowing, earth-shattering, weird.
You were like, "Holy shit, I'm popular!"
Yeah, and then
I was like,
"I wish I wasn't."
Not like this.
Not like this.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to work Twitter.
Yeah. I don't know how to work Twitter, but you're like the king of Reddit around here.
I don't know how to work Reddit. So.
Me either. So
I'm like, what is this?
Listen, you've got a Reddit thing on your Subaru. You're clearly cool.
I have a Reddit Subaru symbol. That's it.
Oh.
I don't really know how to Reddit.
My bad.
It's basically me just swiping on the pictures.
Isn't that just like Tinder?
Boobies.
It's Tinder,
boobies,
but without boobies.
But with no repercussions.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Reddit sounds dope. Listen, guys, we do have a lot more show planned for you today. We just wanted to open with a fun little bit, bring Grant back for a minute or two. We're going to get twitchy with Biff. I want to talk about this video clip that you had.
Which one?
Where some dude murked you without even seeing you.
No. He murked a dude from like 1,000 yards away or some shit.
Some crazy bitch.
Yeah. We'll get into that. Yeah,
Two shots. He's like, oh my God, I got him.
Yeah, it was nuts, dude. I watched that like 15 times and couldn't figure out what the hell was going on. Plus, of course, we want to give people the Twitch schedule when they can find you.
Absolutely.
And remind them to subscribe their asses to your channel. A lot going on in the nerd world, though. Last night was the premiere of Black Panther in Hollywood. All the stars showed out for it, and everyone looked great. The whole thing was incredible. And the reaction was unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal. CNN headline, Black Panther premiere has fans super excited. The reactions on Twitter, everything from, this is a moment, this is a cultural revolution, best superhero movie I've ever seen. ESPN's Jemele Hill just got back from the Black Panther premiere and after party. You will see this movie 5 or 6 times. It is everything and then some. The website Geeks of Color, Black Panther is the best MCU movie ever. I was blown away from start to finish, and I'm not even being biased. This was by far the best Marvel movie to date. Thank you, Ryan Coogler. And that seems to be the
general
prevalent
consensus.
Theme is thank you, Ryan Coogler.
Yeah.
That he didn't compromise on anything making this movie.
You know, and when you have a lead like that, and for lack of a better term, and be PC or whatever, a black actor as your lead and a superhero, in this day and age with all the issues that are going on, and if you do it right, you're going to get props.
Well, you've not only got Chadwick Boseman, who was incredible as Black Panther in Civil War.
Yep.
You've gotten Michael B. Jordan, who is incredible. Again, in one of my favorite movies of the past few years, Creed.
Right.
Where he worked with Ryan Coogler.
Yeah.
Who is, in my opinion, one of the best directors on the planet right now, who's not doing epic sci-fi films.
Well, and having those relationships already built, to be able to have that trust between actor and director, and to know that your director is not going to steer you wrong, and to know your actor is going to do what he needs to do to get the job done, that's amazing. That's a hard thing to find.
Yep, it is. It absolutely is. Now, I don't know if we knew this or not, but allegedly the action of this film is set directly after Captain America Civil War.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't know when it was going to be.
Yeah, I didn't either. So that was my question.
At least some clarification, because the timeline's all screwed up.
Oh my God,
dude,
I'm so messed up.
Yeah. So it's going to be Captain America, Civil War. It'll pick up right after that. So Bucky will be on ice in Wakanda.
Right.
Steve will likely be hiding out there, so we might get some Steve Rogers that we haven't seen
in
the trailers.
So there won't be any Spider-Man, though, then.
You will not see any Spider-Man. Nope. No, he's still in New York learning how
training
to spider.
Training wheels. Yep.
Yeah. So we're going to have a lot of that. Photos from the red carpet, which was turned purple for African royalty.
Okay.
Spread all over the place. The cast looked incredible. The whole setup, I mean, Panther statues everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looked awesome. There is a photo of, it looks like Michael B. Jordan and the director Ryan Coogler together. I mean, there's so many great pictures of this. I don't remember, the last Marvel movie I think I was this excited for was Avengers.
Yeah. Agree.
I mean, like, just the things that have been hinted at that are going to be in this story.
The hype and all that, yeah.
Right, and the fact that it's a director I truly love.
Sure.
Right, like, I was excited for Guardians, but I wasn't a big fan of James Gunn's previous work because it had all been horror flicks, and I'm not big on horror flicks.
Exactly.
We've discussed this.
Yep.
Yeah, you didn't really know what to think at that point. You're like,
what you're going to get because I've never, I watched little bits of his movies until I was like,
I
don't like it.
Don't touch me.
No.
Well, I'm almost disappointed that we didn't actually go get opening day tickets for this.
We couldn't. They sold out too fast.
I mean, we could have gotten them. They just wouldn't have been where we wanted.
Well, they wouldn't have been where you wanted.
It's let's be honest.
All right, you're not wrong.
I suckered you into the back row.
You did. You've got me hooked on it. So, it's one that I'm going to be very excited to see when I get time to see it.
Exactly.
And hopefully we'll get to see it sooner rather than later. We are working on something with our dear friends at Celebration Cinema. Mm. So we may be able to start bringing you some advanced movie reviews.
Mm.
And I am name dropping them because I love them.
Absolutely.
But also because I hope they do the things. let's tell it really. So that is a big piece of nerd news. Is the Black Panther premiere going well, going off without a hitch? Another big piece of nerd news. Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
One of the top 10 most recognizable female athletes on the planet today is now a full-time WWE wrestler.
Wow.
She made her quote-unquote debut,
mm-hmm.
and I am using quotes mm-hmm. because she didn't actually do anything.
Sure.
At the
A
lot of pointing. At the end of Sunday night's Royal Rumble event,
okay.
More on that in a little bit. But after the first ever Women's Royal Rumble finished, your champion Asuka stood valiant in the ring in between two one titanic and one tiny champion. And as she stood deciding which champion she would face at WrestleMania, historically debating her discussion, Rowdy Ronda Rousey's music hits. Joan Jett's I Don't Give a Damn About My Bad Reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she comes out to the ring and points at the WrestleMania sign.
Yeah.
Tries to shake hands with Asuka. Asuka smacks her hand away because no one is ready for Asuka.
It's true.
It's true. And then did some more pointing and left.
She went and shook
Steph McMahon's hand, and then did more pointing. Then tried to leave, then stopped, then did more pointing, then left.
Here's my problem. I love it. I think it's great. You know, she wasn't going to go back to the UFC. She wasn't going to be Ronda Rousey of old.
No.
She wasn't going to be 12-0 Ronda Rousey. She is now I Got Kicked in the Face by Holly Holm Ronda Rousey.
She is. So. Yeah. She is I Can Make Money Without Getting Punched in the Face.
Correct.
This is sustainable.
Yes.
Oh, this is a full-time contract. She said
that's
in her,
what I'm saying.
Where she said in her ESPN interview, she intends to do, this is her future.
Sure.
She's signed on. There's been no details on the length of the contract or the terms.
I thought it was 4 years.
Is it four? Did
is
she
it four?
Get four?
I heard four.
Four is a long deal for WWE.
Deal.
That is a long commit for WWE.
Yeah.
To an unproven in-ring star.
Right.
Exactly. And I mean, she's not Brock. She's going to have to wrestle more than Brock. I mean, yeah, she has, like you said.
Oh, she has said she's full-time.
Good.
Brock is not employed full-time by WWE. He is part-time.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, you may be top 10 woman in the world face-wise, but you're going to have to get out in that ring.
Right.
Prove yourself.
Well, that's the instant storyline with Ronda Rousey is prove it. Bish.
Yeah, exactly.
Prove it.
Mm.
You know, come on out. Sure, you could fight in UFC, but like, What can you do here?
Right.
Here's what I was trying to say is like, her as a person in the UFC was the badass. Didn't talk. Didn't really smile. Didn't do anything. Came up to you. Wouldn't shake your hand. Went in the ring as soon as the bell rung. Beat your ass and walked out. That was her. When she came down, and I don't know what her character is supposed to be. But if she wants to play the badass, she can't be walking down smiling the whole time. And I know she was happy about it. And I get that. But if you're going to be a character, because that's what the WWE is, it's characters. If you're going to be a character, stay in character.
Right. Let's compare pops here. And Biff, are you a big wrestling guy?
Not huge, but I mean, I've definitely got some ideas on this whole thing.
So, and this is actually an idea that we've been bandying about for a podcast called Ben Teaches Wrestling.
Okay.
But a pop is basically when a wrestler enters the arena, how loud the crowd responds.
Okay, for sure.
That's your pop.
For sure.
To compare it, the Hardy Boys returned to the WWE at WrestleMania last year.
Okay.
Their pop was massive, and their characters are fun-loving, high-flying, extreme guys.
I know the Hardy Boys.
Yeah, I knew you would. That's why I use this example. I knew you would know the Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
So the Hardy Boys are supposed to come down the ramp, you know, hands in the air,
whooping it up for the
crowd.
Yep.
That's their job. But to harken back, and let's look at the Royal Rumble, for example, one of my favorite guys who's coming up through NXT is Adam Cole, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Cole made his entrance in NXT. He's a heel. He is a shit heel.
Sure.
And an awesome one at that.
Okay.
But he comes out, they hit his music, they announce him, and he does his signature, Adam Cole, baby! Mm-hmm. The crowd pops like crazy, does the whole thing with him. But he is in the ring, serious as hell, targeting the NXT champion.
Right.
No smile, gets in the ring.
Yep.
I mean, the whole arena just chanted the man's name and catchphrase.
No shit.
Like, Adam Cole, baby!
Damn.
Like, the back of his trunk says, baby, which is awesome. But he, serious face, because that's the job.
Right.
To what John is saying, Rhonda's music hit, she hits the ramp.
Yep.
Her god-awful Rowdy Roddy Piper logo hits, and it's god-awful. I'm sorry. I don't care if you like it. I hate it.
No, I don't like it.
I know. I'm not saying you. I just meant people listening.
I like how she got the jacket. I think that's a cool story.
So are they actually calling her Rowdy?
She's been calling herself that for years, and actually Roddy Piper loved it.
Oh, really?
And his family loves it. They actually lent her Roddy's old jacket to wear to the ring.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
And she had to give it back.
So they're on board. Right, like, but they're on board with
it. It doesn't say Rowdy. It just says Ronda Rousey on it.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it's got the lightning bolt BS.
It's just
one
of those things that's
basically his logo, which she, you know, got approved by the family.
Doesn't make it awesome. I mean, Charlotte Flair's logo doesn't look exactly like her father's.
Yeah, right.
She wears the big robe and pops everything else.
But she wasn't Charlotte Flair for the longest time.
She's still just Charlotte.
No, she's Charlotte Flair now.
Oh, is it on the intro and everything?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
But she was just Charlotte for a while.
Okay.
And because she wanted, you know, make herself who she is without her father. But now, I mean, everybody knows that Rick's her dad, so.
Right.
It's not like she's out there wrestling as Ashley.
Exactly. Yeah. She's not.
Right.
Ashley Fleer.
But part of the problem I had with the way Rousey showed up is you robbed Asuka of a moment that she worked 2 years for. For those that don't know Asuka, Asuka came to the WWE as one of the hottest female wrestlers in Japan, signed a deal with their developmental, even though she shouldn't have had to, and has gone undefeated since signing with the WWE.
How long ago was that?
Over two years.
Holy shit.
She held the NXT title for something like 400 plus days.
And the only reason that she lost, in quotes, didn't lose it, she goes injured.
Sure.
And they were like, oh, we're going to move her up anyway. So they vacated the belt, which isn't considered a loss.
Right.
And then she moved up to the main roster.
Gotcha.
Has not lost on the main roster. Won the first ever Women's Royal Rumble.
Right.
And as she's having this star-making moment, out comes Ronda Rousey.
See, but I kind of liked it, though.
Well, I liked it because it creates instant conflict. I know exactly why they did what they did. And I put this up on Facebook, and it's just that this was the smartest thing. And again, Vince McMahon, I may insult a lot of what he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stop booking black guys to only wrestle with black guys against black guys on teams that are racist.
I'm
looking at you, Street Profits. Looking at you, Crime Time. Like, come on. Even Titus Worldwide is vaguely racist.
Hey, they have a white woman as their bookkeeper.
Oh, you mean a short, thick, large-breasted white woman working as their bookkeeper?
And they fought the two whitest guys in the WWE last night.
That's totally true, but they lost.
The bar.
But they lost.
It's because the bar is the champ.
Yeah, the white guys are the champs. Shocking.
Hey, the Usos are champs.
True. Playing a completely ghettoized version of themselves.
It's true, because Jimmy is not ghetto at all.
No.
Total Divas.
These dudes are not hood.
He's pretty awesome.
Yeah. They've got them like, you know.
Like a little reverse gentrification.
It's really weird, man. They went from being these like Samoan dudes who face painted and did like the Tonga before out.
And now they're all talking about the Uso Penitentiary.
Yo, let's have a rap battle and shit.
Like,
other black tag team on our show.
They did. They had a rap battle against the other
black
tag.
That Wale's going to officiate, even though Wale don't have shit to do with anything else.
Right.
Wale's going to get real mad that someone scuffed up his J's. That legitimately happened.
Oh, my God.
Legitimately, all of that happened.
Yeah. Oh.
So, for those of you that think WWE has evolved, to some extent, yes, and to other extents, no. But with Ronda Rousey now in the fold, you have Triple H, who is the head of talent acquisition.
Yeah.
Doing exactly what he saw Daddy Vince do in the 90s. And that's sign every available, highly talented free agent on the market. Ronda Rousey is a big get, whether people want to admit it or not. Oh, she got her ass beat in her last two things. That's true. She's also a movie star.
Exactly. Yeah,
so did Brock Lesnar.
People love to forget that Brock Lesnar, his last fight that I remember seeing in the UFC, he went up against Cain Velasquez for the title. And it was a match at the end of October, and everyone kept referring to it as Brocktober.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The only reason I remember this is because I had a killer tweet that said, wow, Brocktober, shortest month of the year, because he got his ass beat before the end of the first round. TKO'd, whooped to shit.
Wow.
And now he can't take it when someone accidentally knees him in the head.
Oh, right. My God. That was the coolest thing in the world, though.
For those of you who haven't watched the Royal Rumble yet, there was a
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Universal Championship match. If people haven't watched it by now, I don't think they're going to.
They don't want
probably
to.
Probably not.
No.
Yeah. They're not listening either.
They're not listening either. So, Universal Championship match. Brock Lesnar, a monster named Braun Strowman. And yes, Biff, you'll remember this name. Kane is still wrestling.
Nice.
He is also running for mayor in his hometown.
I did know that, actually. Yeah. Why do I know that?
I don't know. It's fucking
probably
stupid.
From us.
Probably from us. Likely from us. But at one point during the match, and there's a bunch of videos out, you guys can go check this out, where Braun Strowman, John, you know the stats.
6'8", 385.
Thank you, John.
All right.
Accidentally doesn't pull his knee when he's going to do a knee to Braun, because again, if you're listening and you think it's real, turn this shit off right now. it's well choreographed.
Absolutely.
He goes to hit a knee to the head and actually hits a knee to the head.
Oh, like big time. Like, you can see Brock. You're like, he's like,
he's like, I haven't been hit like that in a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
So Brock hits hit Braun back. Like, Braun had probably never been hit in his life.
Sure.
Punched him right in the head, granted with UFC gloves on, but still, what are those?
Four ounce gloves.
And Braun is a guy that will just, you know, get up after being suplexed six times, nothing. Braun got up and then fell down for a quick second, stumbled, and then got back up. And it was like, oh, Brock hit him. Because like, he was pissed.
Well, this is not he knew Brock wasn't happy bro? Then.
This is not the first time that Brock Lesnar has been accused of another wrestling term for you, shooting on an opponent.
Okay.
He did it to Randall Orton.
Did it to Randall.
He elbowed him. He bled from the head, and they stopped the match.
No shit.
Yeah.
Because Randall was bleeding so bad.
Right, right.
They couldn't continue.
Oh, yeah, head wounds, man. Those things bleed like crazy.
And, you know, their blood is in the WWE. I mean, it happens. Like, guys used to cut themselves.
Exactly.
Vince was the biggest bleeder of them all, him and Flair. I mean, they both bled.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but it's just, like, this was like, whoo, like, it was a UFC elbow right into his dome piece. And you could see Randy was like, what
man,
just happened?
When stuff like that happens, man, it's hard to control and stay in character and not just want to beat someone's ass.
Oh,
because, dude, as kids, that happens on the playground when you're messing around. You're ready to throw down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like, So I can't imagine.
They're just thinking to themselves, I'm getting paid.
I get paid a lot more than me, but I'm getting paid. So, to give a quick recap, other than the Ronda Rousey stuff, the Royal Rumble pay-per-view event, outside of the two Royal Rumble matches themselves, and an entertaining Universal title match.
Entertaining for three giants beating the crap out of each other.
Yeah. Entertaining, if nothing else, for the sheer carnage and for watching Brock and Braun actually beat each other a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We knew who was going to win.
Like, we knew who was going to win every match of the night outside of the Royal Rumbles. So let's take a quick second. I don't want to spend too long on this because we do have Biff here.
Yeah.
We got to do the Royal Rumble recap real quick. Let's start with the women's because we already have discussed who won.
Mm-hmm.
But were there any like spots there that you really loved, John? That really you were like, "Fuck yeah, that's that shit."
Well, I won't say it's a spot, but I do like the fact that they made Sasha a killer.
They made Sasha heel. They healed her.
Yeah, she's number one. Entered number one, and I believe was in the final four.
Final four, final five.
Yeah, and killing that Wonder Woman outfit definitely made her a heel. A shit heel, which is the best Banks.
Yeah.
And so I would take that away from it, that they're giving the women that are still there right now, because there were a lot of spots, way more spots in
the women's
than the men's.
Yeah.
But for the women that are supposed to be there, they're like, yeah, let's put Becky and let's put Sasha in first. Let's give them a ton of time, because half the women are not going to wrestle.
After tonight.
Or
going to go back to NXT.
Exactly. So, yeah, that I'll take that from that for sure. And, you know, of course, baby girl is second in. Sorry, just
Becky?
No. Nikki Bella.
Oh, your girl. Sorry. I get lost on all the girls.
Last. And I like that she wasn't last in the count. She was 27 or something like that. And then Brie was 28. But being one of the last or the last person to get eliminated by Asuka was like, all right, good for her.
Gave her a little nod for what she's actually done, although she's not the greatest wrestler of all time.
She's the longest reigning Divas champion.
Yeah, I know. But that's like being the tallest kid on the short bus.
That's mean.
I know, it is. Because AJ Lee was a Divas champion and she's one of the greatest of all time. Moments for me in the Women's Rumble. I'm going to go with Lita entering when no one thought Lita was coming. Yeah. It was a great swerve by both her and WWE to not have her on Raw 25, to have Lita tweet about being upset about not being on Raw 25, and then to show up at, what, number five in
she
the Women's
five,
Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
And just raise hell. I mean, this was, you probably remember Lita as well.
I know, I can't believe
teamed up with
she's
the Hardys.
Still looked, wrestling.
Dude, looked great.
Really?
Looked great. Not just from a physical standpoint.
Sure.
From a wrestling standpoint.
Yeah, her athleticism's on point.
Looked like a badass. She looked great. One of my favorite moments in the match was Asuka and Ember Moon seeing each other again.
Mm-hmm.
And Asuka kind of like making fun of Ember. Like, oh, your arms hurt. Oh, poor baby.
I'm
gonna
dance around.
Yeah. Here's the thing with Asuka, Biff. And if I could suggest any wrestler for you to get really into, sit down with the wife and watch some Asuka matches.
Okay.
Because she is a heel in that she doesn't give a shit about anyone.
Sure.
But she does not speak great English.
Yeah.
And uses that to her advantage.
Really?
Like, just yells in Japanese.
And then translates little bits of it that she feels like.
Nice.
But her big thing is no one is ready for Asuka. And is just this smiling assassin.
Right.
And is so deadly and is just wonderful. And then, of course, number 30, Trish.
Mm-hmm.
Trish Stratus, one of the best to ever... until Asuka's run is done, Trish is number one. Trish is top of the pops. That Stratisfaction finisher is one of the greatest finishers, men or women, of all time. Hot take.
I don't really know Trish all that well.
Oh, you go learn. We go learn you some Trish.
She looked good, though.
She did. Looked great. Her moment with Sasha wasn't really one of my favorites, when those two went head-to-head, because she and Sasha have a relationship, and that was really cool to see. Men's Royal Rumble match. I'm tingly in my bits.
Really only two spots.
Yeah. Not really a lot of surprise entrance. And John, this was something you loved a lot, wasn't it?
Yeah, I did. I thoroughly enjoyed that there were less spots because they're giving the guys that work time.
Right.
And that's the whole point. And Vince has been doing this, I feel, more and more lately, especially with even going as far back as to last year's WrestleMania, where there wasn't a bunch of people that just don't wrestle anymore that come back. Like, The Rock didn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of the guys just didn't come. They gave the people that are on the show all the time they needed in the Royal Rumble. I mean, even Apollo Crews and Titus O'Neil and guys like that, that even got, they came in and everybody was like, well, we're not going to get spots. Gold Dust. It's like, you don't need The Rock to show up to make people watch the Royal Rumble. This is the people that are there and working. Give them the shot. And I feel like Vince has been doing that a lot lately. And I really enjoy that for being a fairly newbie to wrestling. It's like, you get the nostalgia, you get all that fun stuff, but you can do that on one-off Raw shows.
Right.
Like, don't do it on your pay-per-view. Give the guys that work all week, go to the live shows, travel.
House shows, yeah.
Like, all that stuff. Give them the time that they deserve.
Because I mean,
they're getting
sense.
Paid for it.
That makes sense.
And it's probably cheaper for you.
Right.
You don't have to pay to have The Rock show up.
Oh,
you don't
my God.
Have to, you know?
Yeah, I don't even want to know how much it would take.
I wouldn't
to
even
want to
know. And that's, that, I mean, that was my point. Loved Rey.
Rey Mysterio Jr. showed up.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Looked better than he has looked in years. He's been wrestling in Mexico for I think at least the past 3 years, if not longer.
Is he still doing Lucha Hybrid or just straight Lucha now?
I think it's mostly straight Lucha. From what he's doing. But he looked, because his last run in WWE, he was getting a little out of shape. He was getting a little, you know.
He was cut.
This was cut right
now. Not to say anything bad, but it looked like he had been in prison for a while.
Really?
Like, he looked
damn,
prison hard. Man. Damn. No, that's legit. The Hurricane was a fun one for Philly fans.
Yep.
So that was kind of cool. But those were really the only two non-roster guys.
Yeah, real no parity. Like, 30 was Dolph Ziggler, which was very...
That's kind of a waste. Can we
very
say that?
Wasteful. Like, if you're going to... Like, I get it because of what happened with the United States Championship, and it's like...
But what the fuck are you doing with him?
Especially since he didn't win.
Right. To have him come in at 30, not win, get tossed out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Like, what's the storyline? What are you doing with Dolph? And I guess we'll probably find out more from SmackDown, maybe. But, like, I don't give enough of a shit.
Right. No. And Shinsuke winning the whole thing at 14, which people in the teens that come in barely ever win. So, him coming in... Later than halfway, like in the beginning half of the first half, front half of the Royal Rumble was like really good on Vince to know that, yeah, he is over. You knew this that when he was fighting Jinder Mahal, you knew this when he accidentally dropped John Cena on his head. And I honestly think it was a punishment to Shinsuke, be like, you dropped John Cena on his head. Yeah. I was going to put you over. I was going to put you over.
Now you got to wait.
Now
you got to do all these shitty tag teams.
And it sucked.
With Randall P. Orton.
And he did, though. Yeah. And he did his time.
And he worked.
And he threw out Roman Reigns. Of everybody that was watching that was like, freaking A, Roman's going to win again. He's going to have three.
That would have been two.
Either way, but because he's been number two for, that was the second time he's been one and two.
Yeah.
So it makes it seem like he's won more, but it's like, if it would have been three, it'd have been like, you're going to really let Roman Reigns tie Stone Cold? Come on.
Right.
Like,
right. Well, to give a little backstory for people here, the last time the Royal Rumble was in Philly, Roman won. Now, the year before that, everyone actually wanted Roman to win. People were pushing Roman to win, and they put it on Batista.
Yeah.
Oh.
So then the next year, well, to make it up, we'll have Roman win. Well, Vince doesn't realize how fast his own product changes.
Yeah, they didn't care at that point.
A year later, they fucking hated Roman. And him winning brought down the Philly Boobirds like Santa Claus was in town.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, this year, the way they set up that final six was brilliant. The final six was three old guys in, what, Cena, Rey Mysterio, and Randy Orton.
Okay.
And three... relatively new guys.
Fairly new.
Finn Balor, it was Finn's first Royal Rumble.
Yep.
Shinsuke Nakamura, Shinsuke's first Royal Rumble. And then Roman Reigns, who's kind of like the leader of the new crew.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's his yard and all.
He says that like 15 times. We should be aware that it's his
yard. He's lost like his past four matches.
Gotta do jobs, gotta put people up. Shinsuke winning was an outcome that on our That's So Braven preview episode, I actually talked our friend Austin out of picking Shinsuke.
Yeah.
Because every indication, every WWE little hint that they give you indicated that it was going to be Finn, Cena, or Reigns, who were all in the final four.
Right.
Cena going out, man, that might have been the biggest pop that we've had in a while.
Loved it.
We loved it. Cena winning three and tying Stone Cold would have been unacceptable.
But if a guy is going to do it, I mean, a guy like Cena, granted, everybody hates him. I mean, he's got the "you suck" just like...
John Cena sucks.
Yeah, just like Kurt Angle. Cena so sucks.
They sing it at him.
I mean, that's the guy...
They sing it at his fiance.
Wow.
Yeah, they did.
Wow.
But then Brie comes out and that yes chant goes
well, it's great. So, I mean, you're aware of the Bella twins, right?
Right.
Nikki and Brie Bella.
Yep.
Nikki is engaged to John Cena. Brie is married and has a child with fan favorite Daniel Bryan.
The Everyman.
Oh, yeah.
So Nikki comes out and they're chanting Cena sucks at her. Brie comes out and they're doing Daniel Bryan's yes chant with her.
So she goes in, murks a couple people, has the ring to herself, and just starts doing the yes chant. And it was great. Because, you know, everybody kind of wanted Daniel to come back that night as well. But it's just like, not yet.
I don't think he's coming. Maybe it's WrestleMania. I don't think he's leaving the company. Ben is certain that Daniel Bryan is leaving WWE. I just don't see it happening.
I don't either.
Look, and Biff, you probably understand this. When you've got a kid, your entire mentality changes.
It absolutely does.
It absolutely changes every single way of thought that you have. And sometimes you might stick around at a job that you don't necessarily love because it's steady pay.
Exactly.
And it keeps the lights on. You go to the indies, if you're Daniel Bryan, sure, you'll make your money, but they're not going to take care of you for life the way WWE can.
No, nope.
I mean, you saw, we watched the one of those 24s, right?
Yeah.
Road Dogg is sitting there next to Vince McMahon. Road Dogg's not even that great of a wrestler. Never was.
That's his right-hand man, isn't it?
But it's his right-hand man. You stay with the company, Vince takes care of you. It's like NFL or NBA teams.
Yep.
Joe Dumars stayed way longer with the Pistons than he should have.
Yeah.
Because he's Detroit royalty.
Exactly.
That's the way it works in the WWE. You're royalty like Daniel Bryan is. Hell, you're not just running SmackDown. You're also married to one of the most popular female stars of all time. You, Daniel Bryan, are basically in line to be the next Triple H whenever Triple H gets bored.
But I'm pretty sure. I can't be quoted on this because I don't know them personally.
We're recording it.
Fair enough. I don't think money is Daniel Bryan and Breeze. Like that, they don't think about it at this point. I don't think it's
their. Got it.
That's what I mean. Like
you don't think about money until it's gone.
But with what Brie has been doing with her companies, and her and Nikki both have two companies together, maybe more, and the fact that all this stuff, it's like I don't know if money would be like if it's a passion. I don't think money's going to be like the big deciding factor for Daniel Bryan, whether you know they have multiple kids or not, or just one at this point. But I don't know. Like, I think more of him, like, his wife is first, but wrestling is right there. Like, that's his thing. He didn't want to quit. He had to quit. So if money was an object, which I don't believe it is with them, maybe he just goes out on a passion project if Vince doesn't really let him come back to wrestle. Maybe if it's just for a couple years to get your feet, you know, dip your toes in again.
Right, go hang out with Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks. And
because he has Jericho pop. Like,
oh, he has bigger than Jericho pop. Let's be right. Jericho's the GOAT.
And Jericho can do whatever he wants.
Right. To give you an idea, Biff, Chris Jericho is not only currently wrestling in a competing company,
okay,
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Okay.
He is in their main storylines, in their main title belt picture, fought the most popular wrestler on the planet right now at their biggest event of the year,
okay,
and put on a hell of a match.
And then was at Raw 25 2 weeks later. And then was at Raw 25
wearing his shirt from New Japan.
Really?
Yep, because he's Chris Jericho.
Right.
Chris Jericho, who's also throwing a cruise featuring a third wrestling company that all his friends work for.
Oh my God.
Plus a lot of his
Jericho's
New Japan
Rock and
friends.
Rage at Sea.
Here's something the thing. Like that, and maybe it can't be proven on paper or anything, but I mean, can we maybe think that McMahon's got a hand in all of this, maybe?
Well, there's been some talk
that's
from
the talk, yeah.
You know, I mean, can't. Yeah. How some would talk you from allow. The president of New Japan saying he wants to partner up. They've shared stars in the past.
Wants to.
Right.
Right.
Which they're not, like, they're not already doing.
Exactly.
Jericho's a free agent.
Okay.
Jericho's not under contract with anyone.
Gotcha.
He actually asked
so
Vince,
everyone's. Okay, yeah, we'll bring Jericho over here.
Yeah,
we'll let him do whatever he wants.
Jericho.
Cool.
And the story goes, and Jericho has said this, I believe, on his own podcast, that he actually went to Vince McMahon first with his cruise idea.
Okay.
And asked Vince to loan him some of the developmental NXT talent.
Gotcha.
Said, hey, Vince, you know, we can brand this whole thing, make it an NXT cruise. And Vince passed. Vince said, no, you know what? We're actually starting NXT tours on our own.
Yeah.
We appreciate the offer, Chris. And Chris Jericho, being the consummate businessman.
Sure.
And this is the biggest thing I respect about him as just a giant inside the works nerd.
Right.
Everything he has done, he's called Vince McMahon and said, hey, whatever I'm doing, I want to be able to come home when I'm done.
Right.
I want to be able to come back to the WWE. So what if I'm doing something that's going to result in me not coming back?
I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. So
is that fact?
That's all that's been reported.
Oh, it's reported?
Is
okay,
that
he
called Vince about New Japan and said, hey, is this cool? He called Vince about the cruise. I know he called him about the cruise. That he has confirmed.
Okay, because I don't know if the New Japan
stuff. The rumor about New Japan is that he wanted to make sure that like Vince didn't have anything planned for him.
Oh, okay. Mm.
That WWE would have come first.
Right.
Yeah, which makes perfect sense.
Right. So, like, if they want to bring him back in the next 68 days, stamping this podcast, whatever, for WrestleMania, then they can still do that. Mm-hmm. That option's not off the table. There's still plenty of time for that build, whatever feud he wants. My secret hope of hopes is that as Miz is closing in on having the same number of Intercontinental title reigns as Jericho, that he and Jericho have a wonderful feud. Two of the best mic workers in history. Two of the better in-ring competitors. I mean, Jericho's the GOAT. Can't ever argue that. Right. First ever unified champion. Has beaten or fought everyone. Again, it'd be a lot of fun. That's enough. That's enough wrestling, though. We could go on all day, as we did with our buddy Austin really from Geekiverse.
Let's talk about you and your
things. Twitch.
All right.
So explain to people, again, what you're playing right now. First of all, and how they can always watch you, because you're always Twitch.
I'm always on Twitch. I mean, the biggest thing is I found most success just being a variety streamer. So it's not just single one game. So if you don't, all right. So some background, fellow nerds, please just bear with me here real quick. I know it's
buckle
weird,
up.
But so Twitch is a website where you can go and watch independent streamers like myself. Play video games and talk to their audience. And it's actually been really amazing. The outpour of support, the donors, my viewers, my subscribers. I never thought it would get to this at all. I've been absolutely floored. So yeah, you guys, I'm usually 4 days a week, sometimes five, depending on time availability. Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays are absolute solid, and then either Friday or Saturday.
I don't know. I tried to get on Sunday, and some replay shit was on. I didn't even get to see myself dancing.
No, so usually best bet, if you want to make sure that you're catching my stream on time, is to just follow the Court of Nerds Twitch on Twitter. It is CON underscore Twitch underscore, which is confusing, and it will be under all this writing under the podcast listing, because for some reason Con Twitch was already taken. I don't know why on Twitter. I tried to contact the guy, and he didn't want to get back with me on it.
So I would assume it'd have to be something of Comic-Con Twitch or TwitchCon, as in
The actual TwitchCon.
So, which you ain't getting, sorry, bro.
No, I'm not getting that one. But no, it's going really well. I don't know. What do you want me to talk about, man? It's just kind of craziness.
What would you say is the best game reaction-wise that you stream? Because I know you're a big Overwatch fan, but Overwatch is old, homie.
Overwatch is dead.
And
at least for me.
Not saying anything bad about it, but because you got me into it, and so I follow a few people now.
Right.
Just follow. I only subscribe to you, babe. But I see people stream what is the hot right now.
Right.
So when the Fractured Butthole came out,
yep,
that was the game that everybody was playing.
It was the hotness.
And then when Odyssey came out, that was the game everybody was streaming. And
exactly.
Granted, I mean, you have to have, to do that kind of stuff, you need every system, you need every game, you need to be, and a lot of those guys are getting, you know, games given to them because they have 5,000 subscribers or something,
and,
you know
if you'd
whatever.
If you'd like to give games to Biff, please let him know.
Yeah, please.
Right, absolutely.
Email us at courtofnerdspodcast@gmail.com.
Nicely done.
Right now is the slow season. As far as video games are concerned, next big thing that seems to be
define the slow season. Because
so slow season is, you know, Christmas
winters.
Just got done. So all your blockbusters for the Christmas sales
for coming out.
Exactly.
So I was gonna say this is the hot season to play games right now because
there's
nothing else to do.
But I mean, here's the thing: you usually have a shelf life of a video game on Twitch or any streaming. You're looking at maybe a month and a half, two, and then it's dead. You know, people have seen it. Biggest thing is finding really good multiplayer games that are being continually supported by their servers or their proprietary companies. And that's actually been the hardest part, is finding a nice multiplayer game. Because here's the thing. You can play all the single player games in the world. But if you've seen one person play it, you've seen them all play it. I mean, most people return for the broadcaster themselves and being able to talk to them, building that relationship. And I hope that I can find a new game for my subscribers to watch. That's actually where I'm kind of stuck right now, is I've been playing PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, and that's been the hotness for a year, which is crazy. That's up there with League of Legends. If you know what League of Legends is, it is a crazy game that I will probably never play because that is the toxicity of toxicity.
You've been playing a lot of Fortnite too.
No.
No?
I haven't. I actually uninstalled that game.
Interesting. Wow. Like, is that like a straight rage quit?
Yeah, that was absolute rage quit. I was like, nope, we're uninstalling this today. but yeah, so I ended up holding true to that, and I haven't really had any people ask about it. Here's the thing. As a 32-year-old man who plays video games online for viewers to watch and enjoy and to talk to me, to have 12-year-olds continually ask me to want to play this game with me, it's really weird. And I understand and I get it and I respect that. And to the ones that do ask, I appreciate that. Thank you for at least asking instead of coming in and just going, oh, you suck, let me play, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? Dude,
wait, who are you?
Right? I'm like, I don't, dude, this is the first time you've been in here, and now you're just saying.
How many scribes you got, bro?
Yo, for real, where's your mom?
Right. Like, you, is
what's your mom
your
doing?
She's
single?
Right now?
She married?
Did your parents lift the parental control so you could play this game with
me? Oh, my God, for
is your
real.
Mom married?
John's interested.
Happily?
Right.
Good Lord, John.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just about talking to your viewers and making sure that everyone feels welcome. You know, that's what it's all about. And I find that I continue to get support because of that. And just knowing the genuine, that I'm absolutely genuine in talking with my viewers. I know everyone's screen name. Like when they pop in, I'm like, hey, yeah, what's up? You know, or they talk to me and I'm asking them about what happened with this.
Your dad is my favorite.
My dad's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in there every day hanging out with everyone. So.
So. At what point would the, I guess, oversaturation is the best word to use? Like, at what point would it be where you lose a disconnect because there are, and not like it would be a bad thing,
right,
but too many people in
and
there?
And that's the thing. I don't know when or if it will happen.
Okay.
If it happens, awesome. Awesome for us.
Yeah.
You know, the
big
thing is,
please subscribe.
Right. Or view or whatever. Just be in there and hang out and talk to me, man. I really appreciate that. Where is that point? I don't know. I thought that point was going to happen at 20 to 30 concurrent viewers. Hasn't happened yet. What seems to happen is, and I actually noticed this with larger channels too. I don't know if you watch any larger channels.
I watch one. It's like, I think it's like Josh something or whatever,
okay,
but he's like sponsored by like weed maps and stuff.
Okay,
like,
for sure. Yeah.
What?
We were talking about that.
Yeah, so. We talked about
yep.
Yeah.
So you'll find actually if you're in those rooms that most of the users just talk to each other.
Yes, I did notice that.
They
actually
build those relationships between each other, and they just go to those rooms to hang out with their friends.
I mean, he chips in on a few things,
absolutely,
but like even I can't read all the things that go by. It's like,
really,
and just
and
flies
here's the other
through
thing, though, too. You have all these people that are on Twitch that know that that happens. They get it. They know you have 10,000 people in this room. You're not going to be able to keep up with everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and as shitty as it sounds, right, if you really want to be heard, that's why people donate and they get their messages read on screen so they get the time that they want, or they do bits, or they subscribe. And it sounds shitty, but they know that that's the protocol as far as this media is concerned. Like, if you want to be heard, it's not about the money. It's about being heard, and that's what they care about.
Right. It's like a way class, and this is the only analogy I can think of, don't punch me. It's like a way classier strip club.
Yeah.
You want people to pay attention to you? Okay, cool.
Throw me some money.
Throw up.
And I'm not even, right? And like
it's,
I said,
it's a damn
I'm
good
not
analogy.
Yeah, but that's, it's literally, it's the exact same. It's just the culture.
It is.
It's not that there's something wrong with that.
No, there's not.
And it's not that somebody who throws a 20 is any better than someone who throws a 1.
Nope, not at all.
But that's how you get noticed.
Yep.
That's how you get attention. That's how you get what you want.
Exactly.
That's the culture.
How come that guy has all the strippers over with him?
Well, he put money out.
He's got a fat wallet.
Right.
He's sitting in the corner with 8 other bros that don't look like they have any money.
Exactly.
Right. That's why they're over there.
Yep. Yeah. And I mean, on top of that, you know, and it's actually recently come up that, you know, this controversy with YouTube and the adpocalypse and everything else with, they just dropped, what, last week, their new partner program protocols. And it's screwing the little guy hard. Like, hard.
Like, the smaller
oh,
Twitchers?
Oh, yeah. Yep. So, your smaller YouTubers, they are having to keep up higher concurrence now. They need more subscribers. I actually had one of my friends who I actually network with on Twitch She just got 2 days prior, she had gotten YouTube partner. Then YouTube releases these new protocols, and she was like, yeah, F this, I'm done. She's like, I'm not even doing it. So she quit YouTube. And I mean, here's the thing. YouTube, you've got Facebook. You've got Smashcast that's getting ready to come out. You've got Mixer, although that is Microsoft-based, but it's not as popular as Twitch. You've got Facebook live streaming now with ads in it.
Yeah.
That benefit those broadcasters. YouTube's going to have to take a really hard look at themselves and say, are these bigwigs really worth losing all of this possible money?
Right.
You know, and it's just sad. So, because I get asked all the time, you know, why don't you do YouTube? Why don't you do YouTube? Because I can connect with my viewers on a more personal level on Twitch and not have to worry about, is my ad going to run? Is this going to run? If someone wants to give me money, awesome, dude. I really appreciate it. If not, hang out in the room and bullshit with me. That's right. All I want at the end right. of the day. Come and hang out.
Yeah, because you know my ass is broke, but I'll come hang out.
No. It's no, you know, and
no, I know.
It's, yeah, it's I free know to what watch. You're getting.
Right. It's free to watch. And look, whether you have the money or not, because I don't even watch like it hurt. I watch because it's entertaining as shit.
Right.
Like, I'm that kid who, like, I'd go over to friends' houses and I'd watch them play Final Fantasy.
Video games. Right.
Yeah, because I suck at Final Fantasy.
Yep.
I don't have the patience for it. Mm-hmm. And what I do have is the patience to watch other people play it.
And be good at it.
Right.
Right. And here's the thing, too. And a lot of people ask me about how, you know, how I've become successful. And I mean, number one, it's because of your guys' support. Like you, the Court of Nerds that I've been brought into.
Oh, dude.
And it's amazing. But to be able to throw that branding up, give the channel more legitimacy, to be able to have logos on there without being crowded, makes you look more legit and people want to pay attention. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you know, it's the fact that I talk to people.
Yeah.
I don't ignore them. If they, you know, I have people that have been watching me for the last 4 or 5 months now telling me about their family problems. So I'm like, hey, you know, how's your dad doing or blah, 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 or what's your boyfriend up to? I build these relationships, and at the end of the day, I'm selling myself.
Right.
I mean, it's like
a stripper in a strip club.
Yeah, like a stripper.
It's a great analogy.
Yeah.
As sad as it is. It's not sad, but it's a great analogy.
No, it's like if strippers played video games. That's really what it is.
Which happens,
and
too.
And had to be entertaining instead of just sexy.
Right, exactly. Like,
that's what it is. It's like if a stripper had to hold a conversation with you while taking their clothes off while playing video games.
Yep.
New idea. New more bits for hot dogs. Bits for boobies.
Bits for titties for my bitties.
Titty bitties!
I'm trying to think of a good name for this.
What?
Twitcher. It's like a stripper and a girl who plays video
games.
Well,
actually, there was another Twitch affiliate that I was talking to, and he actually had, well, they were called booby streamers. You know, like, it's basically the blatant females that show cleavage for whatever reason, you know, because...
Found a few of those.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens a lot. So we actually, what did he call them? Titty twitchers.
Titty twitchers.
Here's the thing. All right, and there's that big controversy about these females that twitch like this and stuff. Here's the thing. You're not stealing my views. They're not stealing your views, people.
No, they're not.
Those dudes are not coming into your channel to talk to you. They want to talk to these females.
Leave the females alone. Talk to today.
Exactly.
You know, and here's the thing. Point. Hey, this is gonna be what I'm gonna say about this, because I've had I don't want to call these startling revelations, but I've witnessed or heard about female friends, females that are close to me. It's fucking hard being a woman just existing in the world.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, my girlfriend tried to take a bus to Chicago and couldn't get out of the Grand Rapids bus station without some creepo hitting on her until she said, I've got a dick. Do you want it?
Right.
Like, yep. What is that? So... to the people complaining about, you know, and again, titty twitchers is funny.
Yeah.
If you know what you're doing, you know what you're doing.
Hey, exactly.
But hey, you're taking a gigantic risk.
Yep.
That the rest of us don't have to take.
Nope.
And you're risking sexual harassment, degradation.
Yep.
People, you know, again, screenshotting you. Mm-hmm. People putting your shit up on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Like, you're risking a lot. And you know what? More power
happening.
To you. If it's worth it. Do it.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not going to hate on that, because you're right. And I love that perspective of, they're not stealing any viewers from Biff.
Nope.
They're not.
Those guys don't want to watch me.
Those guys have no interest in the yous and me's of the world.
Nope.
They have interest in the titty twitchers, which is fine.
Yeah.
There's an audience for everyone. Make your fucking money.
Yep.
But if you're interested in somebody who's like playing video games, and again, not to say these girls aren't good at video games.
Right.
Some of them are probably better than me.
Probably better than me.
Most likely. But again, if you want interesting conversation, if you want an engaging and fun host who likes hot dogs,
yeah,
Biff's your dude.
That's me.
All right, that's it. We got to wrap this up. This shit's gone on too long.
It has gone on a while.
We've been talking for a while.
We love you all.
But it's been a really good show.
It's been a
really
fun one.
Show.
So tell the people.
So, Sundays are 5 o'clock, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 o'clock, and then Saturdays are by tweets only, so make sure you follow me on the Twitter. You can also check me out at twitch.tv/HelloBiff.
There it is. All right, we're going to wrap it up. This is this episode of Cordon Nerds. I'm Drew.
I'm John.
And I'm Biff.